NowTalkRadio.com.
I have one question for everybody here tonight.
Are you ready?
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw Post Show.
Now I put no stock in what any man thinks, only what I know. And what I know is this. The result will be just like the first time. I will put him 6 feet under. Game over.
Featuring Sir Rockin.
I am talent. I am fame. I am music. I am the air you breathe. I am everything.
And Lindsay Ward.
Yeah, well, I'm here to make something perfectly clear. The queen is dead. And for the first time ever in Monday Night Raw history, I can rightfully say, long live the one, the only goddess of WWE.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Monday Night Raw.
This is the Raw Post Show, live across the air as well. Talk Radio Network, streaming live right here. Twitch.tv/WTLive and WildTalkRadio.com. Presented as always by MBG Films, YouTube.com/MBG1211. And this is a quick reminder, if you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's called Twitch Prime. And you can subscribe to the channel for free. All you have to do is click that purple rectangular button above the screen. As Lindsay tells you every Thursday night on the rack at 10 p.m. Eastern, just click that button. Right, Lindsay Ward?
Right. It's not that hard, y'all. You just go up there, you click the button.
It's
see
Boots
if you have
the
a
Asses time.
I think somebody just did. So thank you. Thank you so much for subbing.
Thank you, Matt.
Thank you, Matt. So, yeah, see? Matt can do it. You can do it. Just go up there, click the button, see if you have that Twitch Prime sub available. And, well, if you do and you want to use it here, feel free. But if not, that's fine, too. You know, if you're in a following mood, you can go follow twitch.tv/Lindsay Ward. Thanks!
Matt actually for once listened for the cue. So, we have stuff to get into on this show. Let's just get it out of the way. Seth Rollins.
I don't know who let Seth Rollins out of the house looking like that. I'm not opposed to it. I don't even know what to make of that jacket. I just can't. Like, I can't get over it. Like, he's really gonna be that bitch, y'all. He's gonna walk out there in a leather coat with a fur collar. A legit fur collar, I might add. I believe it was rabbit.
and it was a very interesting way he was wearing the coat and just, yeah.
Yeah, he was wearing it, so he walks out in this leather coat with the fur collar. He's got the he's got no shirt on underneath. And then he's got the tag title around his waist with, like, his wrestling pants and boots. And then he's got one glove because, you know, he's protecting the finger and God forbid the child can still not find a match to a simple black glove.
Isn't it
Amazon. That's all I'm saying. Amazon, for the love of God, can we fix this? He had gloves when he was in the Authority. I know he has two somewhere. They match.
He had gloves in the Shield, I mean.
That too. Like, he has gloves. Can we just get him to wear two? Can we just? I mean, I'm sorry. It just bothers me. It bothers me to no end that he's walking around with one glove on, one glove off. It's like, honey, if you're gonna do the supervillain thing, get it together. There are standards that have to be met here, and you're not meeting them with the one glove thing. I'm kidding. Like, I'm completely kidding. But, like, I don't even know what to do with this. Like, what? What was this? Like, he just rolls up in this coat, and that's the whole thing, is the jacket. Everything else was completely normal, but the jacket, he just rolls out this leather coat with a fur collar that is so unlike anything else he's ever worn, ever. Like, my brain stopped. It's like, did your luggage get lost? Did you accidentally borrow one of Becky's jackets? Did you lose a bet? Like, what's going on with this? Because this is like nothing we've ever seen him wear before. It's very out of character.
Very out of character, but he was out in the ring with his boys. They were talking about things they've done, and then Kevin Owens came out, and he started talking, made fun of Seth Rollins. He has backup in the Viking Raiders, and this saw the return of Samoa Joe as they were all brawling. Rollins was in the ring, and then Joe attacked Seth Rollins, setting up your 8-man tag team main event.
And then, well, as if to come out to collect her man, but yet isn't really connecting her man, the man came out for her match.
And had the best reaction. It just walked by Kevin Owens and he just shrugged his shoulders like, I don't know.
He started it.
Sorry. I mean, sorry.
Like, he's like, whatevs. Just whatevs. So she came out for her match with Asuka, which was really, really good. It was a really fantastic match. You wouldn't expect anything less. And, well, they were reaching a finish. It looked like Asuka might have gotten the upper hand, except, well, one Shayna Baszler.
No, Becky got the win.
Becky did get the win.
She hit the Uranage Slam for the win. Then Shayna Baszler showed up.
And Shayna attacked Becky, and Shayna stands over prone Becky. She's excited. The adrenaline is pumping. She decides she's going to go a step further. So she gets down. She takes out her mouth guard. She throws that aside. She gets down. She picks up Becky. She brushes her hair aside. And then she bites Becky Lynch on the back of the neck and comes up with her mouth and her nose and her face covered in blood. Now, I have to talk about this because I looked down just randomly between the finish of this match and Shayna coming up covered in blood. I missed that because I looked away for a second to look at the cat or to get something or whatever, like I was messing around or something, and I didn't see that part. And so, like, I looked back at the TV, right? I look away and Asuka and Becky are having the match, right? So I look away, come back. Shane is standing over Becky. Becky's clutching her head and there's like blood spewing out everywhere. Shane's face is covered in blood. And I'm like, what did I just miss? What happened? Like, I had to rewind Raw to see exactly what happened. And I just have to say to the person that like did all that with those two, good job. Very good job. Like, the ref is struggling to get his gloves on. Becky's howling in pain. There's blood going everywhere. Shane is covered in blood. They're trying to, like, clean the wound for Becky, and she's having none of it. And they try to convince Becky to go to the hospital, which she agrees, yes, I'll go to the hospital, but I'll drive myself. So she steals an ambulance, all casual. They let her. And, you know, she goes to the hospital to get her bite mark taken care of. This was right after Seth Rollins in his slut coat, I should add. So, one, I never would have taken Shane as a biter, at least to that degree. Like, I could see her being, like, into it a little bit, but not, like, to the point that she bloodies someone. So that was new. But I like this. Like, don't get me wrong. I really like this. This was just this was all in the first hour of Raw. And I'm like, I can't take much more of this. I'm sorry. I just can't take this. Y'all gotta stop.
Becky would roll up later in the ambulance, come back, and now basically say she's on the hunt for Shayna Baszler.
So, will Becky Lynch show up in NXT? We'll have to see.
Things happen on this show. Montez Ford and Angel Dawkins as the Street Profits beat Mojo Rawley and Riddick Moss. Riddick Moss would then beat Mojo to become the 24/7 champion. So much for that pairing. That lasted three weeks. I think we got all 3 weeks out of that.
Okay. It's solid.
Angel Garza beat Cedric Alexander before the match. We saw Humberto return, but he got taken away by security, and yeah.
I didn't recognize Humberto. He hit the ring so fast, and he just started attacking Angel Garza. I was like, wait, who's assaulting him? What's going on? And then it's like, oh, it's Humberto. Okay, all right. Because I don't even think I saw his face. He was just that fast.
Ricochet, go ahead.
So, still liking the pair of Angel and Zelina. I hope they can get it over a little bit more. That would be nice.
Yeah, no one reacted.
Yeah, it was a little sad.
Yeah. Ricochet beat Bobby Lashley. Good match. Best Bobby Lashley match in a while on TV.
I would say this is one of the best Bobby Lashley matches I've seen on Raw in a really, really long time. And that's not to discount anything else that he's done, but it's like he's in there with Ricochet, so of course it's going to be good. But they just had really nice chemistry together. They really did.
Aleister Black beat Akira Tozawa in a minute. And then talked about how being trapped in a cage and stuff like that. And then Twitter went, oh my god, he's the one in Eric Rowan's cage.
I mean, he could be. We don't know.
We mentioned at the start, it was an 8-man tag. Seth Rollins, Murphy, Akam, and Razor took on Joe, Owens, Eric, and Ivar of the Viking Raiders. Team Rollins got the win after a stomp to Joe, and Murphy got the pin. Good match. Everyone got to dive.
Yeah, they did. It was a really good, fun match. Very enjoyable.
So backstage, Rhea Ripley was being interviewed. She's looking for, you know, answers. I guess is the best way to put it. She's looking for answers. And, well, Sarah Logan walked in and she questioned why, you know, she just gets to roam around, come to Raw, and then Rhea goes, who are you? And then Sarah came out and she's screaming and hollering and, you want to know who I am? You want to know who I am? So she called out Rhea. They had a quick match. Rhea got the win. Charlotte watched from the stage in an interesting dress.
What was Charlotte wearing? What was that?
Not sure.
I feel like that's a situation where it's like you have a hot date right after that, so you show up in your hot date dress to work because it's like, I'm not going to have time to change after this, so I'm just going to go ahead and show up in the dress and the shoes that I'm going to wear, and I'll deal with everything else after I get done working. That's what that felt like.
So, Rhea...
Like, she was going out afterwards.
She probably was. Rhea wanted an answer. Charlotte's still not giving an answer because who knows if she'll be champion following TakeOver on Sunday.
I mean, this is true. This is very true. She's got some stiff competition in Bianca.
She indeed does. Talk about that more in a minute. We have the return of the MVP VIP lounge.
New couches. Better couches.
It's been 9, 10 years, something like that. His guest was Drew McIntyre. He put over Drew, and he's talking him up, and how he's this and this. But, you know, certain people are saying this, and certain people say he's not ready. And then it's like, you and me are going to change all that. And it goes, we? And it's like, yeah, my days in the ring are behind me, but you need me to guide you and handle things like interviews and stuff like that. Like, McIntyre was like, you mean like an advocate? Yeah, I mean, I'm a better-looking version of Paul Heyman. I mean, and McIntyre's like, unlike Lesnar, I don't need someone talking for me. And, well, then, or an ass-kisser. He's not an ass-kisser, he's an ass-kicker. And, well, then Drew headbutted him, and then Claymore kicked him. And then mocked the fallen bit.
This is a really good segment. It was probably the most personable I've seen Drew McIntyre be in quite a while.
They're really trying hard to get him over as the top babyface.
They really are, and if they continue with him like this, I think they can, because he's showing personality. Like, I think when he was doing this Scottish psychopath stuff, it was like he's just a very flat, calm character, which doesn't necessarily resonate that well. So it's like there's just nothing there. There's nothing to him, right? It's just meh. Versus now, it's like, oh, okay, all right, this is good, this is fun, it's entertaining. So, yeah, I think it's doing good things for him.
So Randy Orton came out. He's being booed out of the building. People are upset, and he goes, I know I owe her an explanation. What I did to Edge hurt me more than it hurt him.
I don't know about that.
And before he could say any more, Matt Hardy came out.
Matt Hardy looks so tired, y'all.
He does. He goes, Randy, I just want, like everyone else, I want to know what you did, why you did what you did. We all want to know. Hardy said, we know there's a history between him and Edge. Fans started chanting for Lita. He said that at one point there was no one more he hated no one more than he hated Edge. But before then, they were best friends. He said, him, Edge, Christian, and Jeff would all stay in the same hotel room just to save a few bucks. He said they are four passionate kids who wanted to live their dream of being WWE superstars. He said they did, and they revolutionized the ladder match. They invented the TLC match, and it'll be a staple for WWE forever. He said they all stole the show on more than one occasion. Hardy said they did it together, and it means something. Hardy said that any hate or disdain that he had for Edge disappeared when Edge retired. Hardy said that They love this and performing for the WWE Universe, he said. Hardy said he couldn't imagine if it was all taken away from him before he was ready. Hardy said that after Edge retired and things were cool between them, Edge asked him, what if? Hardy said that 9 years after he retired, Edge made the most miraculous return ever. And you, Randy, you took it all away. What the hell is wrong with you? Randy walked towards Matt, went for an RKO. Matt Hardy blocked, but Orton would then eventually hit the RKO. And then a concerto to probably write off V1.
I'm going to say this, and I'm sure I'm in the majority on, or in the minority, I should say, on this, but I really strongly feel like Randy Orton does not have to explain himself. And I think I said this when last week or 2 weeks ago when it happened. He's Randy Orton. He's the Viper. He's the snake in the grass. He's betrayed everybody he's ever worked with. He's generally perceived as an asshole. And I think he's okay with that fact that nobody really likes him. I think he's fine with that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, out of everybody on that roster, he's legit the most honest person there because he makes no bones about the fact that he's a dick. Like, none. It's like, this is who I am. I'm owning it. There you go. So the fact that you have, like, everybody's like, well, why, Randy? Why? Because he's Randy effing Orton. It's what he does. It's who he is. Is that, do we really need any more explanation than that? I mean, do we really?
I don't think we do.
Because I think Rated RKO ended on good terms, didn't it? Or did they feud with each other? I don't even remember how that ended.
I don't remember.
But I mean, at this point, it's such water under the bridge that it's like, why did he betray Edge? Because maybe he never got the chance. But I feel like, I still feel like Randy should not have to explain himself, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It should just be what it is.
I assume Christian's involved here in the next week or two.
Probably.
So, yeah. That's probably where it has. And I think they just broke up. I think it was just a mutual breakup.
Yeah, I don't ever remember them feuding, but I could be completely wrong on that. So
there's that.
Yeah, I don't know. I just feel like Randy does not need to explain himself.
Also, to further the point of that being the end of Matt Hardy, he tweeted just a little while ago, goodbye.
Bye, Matt! Not our Matt. Hardy Matt.
So, yeah, that's going to be a thing. So Matt Hardy will fade away into obsolescence and wind up in AEW probably very soon.
Doing the delete gimmick.
Probably. Or some...
Or the broken gimmick.
Some Dark Order, probably. So there you go. That's Raw.
I mean, overall, it was a good show.
Raw's good now. Raw's good lately. Like, they have a... Like, there's nothing cringeworthy. There's nothing that doesn't have a point.
I mean, that coat.
Okay. Okay, story-wise. Storyline-wise, there's nothing really cringeworthy. It all has a good flow, and it all leads to stuff. Everything makes sense.
And the coat wasn't cringeworthy, y'all. I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Anyway, so that'll do it for the Raw Post Show live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Wednesday night, 10:30 p.m. Eastern, The Rack Extra Reviews, Ms. and Mrs. Episode 3 of Season 2 will be available. You can go listen to the first two episodes now at RackRadioShow.com. Thursday night, we're live, 10 p.m. Eastern.
That's right, everybody tune in because we are going to be talking NXT TakeOver Portland. We're going to be breaking down the show and telling you our picks on who we think is going to win. We have also got news notes and, well, more NXT. So it's The Rack Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. We're here on WildTalkRadio.com.
Rack Radio Show on all your favorite social media platforms. Saturday night, midnight-ish, it's CB Radio. The Great and the Great Debate this coming Saturday. In honor of the NBA All-Star Game, we're doing NBA Centers in history. So there's that. Sunday night, there is no Russell Talk Radio. Shock, awe. There's a reason why. You're going to have the Rack Extra Reviews NXT TakeOver Portland live on a special Sunday night edition right after TakeOver ends. So probably at 10 p.m. Eastern in the same time slot, just so that's how that's going. We'll be back next Monday night for a Raw Post Show at 11 p.m. Eastern. It's Wild Talk Radio on Twitter, Wild Talk Radio Network on Facebook. Twitch.tv/WGLive, follow and subscribe. Do that now. Use Amazon Prime and link it to your Twitch account. It's called Twitch Prime. You can subscribe for free and also use creator code RockTalk in the Fortnite item shop. Hashtag ad, because we are in fact an hashtag epic partner.
Ding! And you can follow me on most of the social medias at Lynn's Ward, LNSWRD, and on Twitch, twitch.tv/Lynn's Ward. So please give me a follow, give me a like, and, you know, let's get me to affiliated. Woohoo!
Do the thing. So this has been the Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. We'll see you Thursday night for the Rack, Sunday night for the Rack Extra, and right back here for the Raw Post Show, 11 p.m. Eastern, along the airways of Wild Talk Radio Network, right here at wildtalkradio.com.
WildTalkRadio.com.